All right, so today we are diving deep into motorhome loans. We've got some fascinating research and articles breaking down how these loans work, and I think there could be some surprising things our listeners might not know about. So buckle up.
It's funny because most people are familiar with like car loans or mortgages, but these motorhome loans kind of land in this weird in-between zone. They've got these unique quirks. For instance, the terms can sometimes stretch out for like 20 years.
Wow, 20 years, that's a long time.
Yeah, it's longer than your average car loan,
Right.
but it's not quite as long as a typical like home loan.
Okay, so where does that leave people? I'm guessing the RV itself is the collateral on the loan.
You got it. The RV is the collateral.
Okay.
So that means if you can't keep up with the payments, the lender can actually repossess it.
Oh, wow.
That's something to really think about.
Right.
And because RVs depreciate just like cars, lenders definitely factor that into the loan terms that they offer.
Now, when you say depreciate, what does that mean exactly in the context of these loans?
Sure. So imagine you go out and you buy this brand new shiny RV,
Okay.
but the second you drive it off the lot,
Oh, yeah.
it starts losing value.
Okay.
That's depreciation.
Gotcha.
Now, a newer RV depreciates much slower than, say, a used one that's maybe 5 or 10 years old already.
Okay.
So lenders are a lot more willing to give you those long terms, like 15 to 20 years
Right.
on those newer models because they pose less of a risk.
Makes sense.
But if you're looking at a pre-owned RV, you're probably going to be looking at a much shorter loan term, probably 10 years or less.
Okay.
Simply because the lender wants to reduce their risk.
So if someone's really set on getting like a vintage Airstream or something, they should probably prepare for that shorter loan term.
Yeah, for sure. They're going to need to crunch the numbers and see if those monthly payments actually work with their budget.
Right.
It's a real balancing act, and that age of the RV is a huge factor.
Speaking of balancing acts,
Yeah.
what other factors do lenders look at when they're figuring out the loan terms, besides the age of the RV?
Well, your credit score is probably the biggest one.
Oh, of course, yeah.
It's like your financial report card.
Right.
A really good score tells the lenders, hey, this person is responsible with their money
Okay.
and they're more likely to give you good terms,
Right, yeah.
better rates. But if your score is a little bit lower, well, you might be in for a bumpier ride.
Okay.
You might be looking at higher interest rates, maybe shorter loan terms. It's not just about getting approved for the loan.
Right.
It's about getting the best possible terms so you can save money over the life of the loan.
So working on boosting that credit score could actually save you thousands of dollars.
Absolutely. Even a little improvement can make a huge
Oh,
difference.
wow.
Now, another super important factor is the interest rate. This is where things get kind of interesting.
Okay, lay it on me. What's the deal with interest rates?
Well, there's this interesting trade-off.
Okay.
Longer loan terms usually come with lower monthly payments,
Right, that makes sense.
which is really tempting, right?
Yeah.
But you actually end up paying more interest overall because the loan is stretched out for such a long time.
Oh, okay.
But shorter terms, they have higher monthly payments, but you end up paying less interest overall.
So it's almost like a gamble, right? Do you go for the lower monthly payment and just risk paying more overall, or do you kind of tighten the belt a little each month to save on interest in the long run?
You hit the nail on the head. It's a strategic decision.
Yeah.
And there's no right answer for everybody.
Okay.
It depends on your own finances, what your goals are, how much risk you're willing to take.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned lender policies earlier. How does that play into all of this?
It plays a big part. All lenders aren't the same.
Oh,
Some are more flexible than others,
okay.
especially when we're talking about those older RVs or people that maybe have lower credit scores. Some lenders specialize in RV financing,
Okay.
while others are like more traditional banks or credit unions.
Okay.
It's really important to shop around and compare those offers from different lenders to find the best fit for you.
So it's kind of like finding the right travel buddy for your financing journey.
Exactly.
You want someone who understands your needs and is going to be there for the whole trip.
You got it. And that's why it's so crucial to do your homework. Research all the different lenders, ask a ton of questions,
Very.
and don't just jump at that first offer.
Okay, that's really great advice. So we've covered depreciation, credit scores, interest rates, all these lender policies. It's a lot to think about.
It is.
But I feel like we're starting to get a better grasp of this whole motorhome loan world.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now that we've covered all that groundwork, I
Yeah.
think we can really dive into the nitty-gritty of how to choose the right loan term.
For sure.
But before we do that, I'm just curious,
Yeah.
are there any like common pitfalls or misconceptions people should be aware of?
Oh, there's a bunch. One of the biggest pitfalls is getting hung up on just the monthly payment.
Okay, yeah.
It's really easy to get drawn in by a low number.
Right.
But you have to remember to look at the total cost over the lifetime of that loan.
Right.
That low payment might sound great up front.
Yeah.
But you might end up paying thousands more in interest over time.
So don't let that excitement of that low payment cloud your judgment.
Exactly.
You got to step back and look at the bigger picture.
You got it. Another common misconception is that getting pre-approved for a loan is going to be a huge hassle.
Oh, okay.
Or that it's going to hurt your credit score.
Yeah, pre-approval seems like it'd be pretty important.
Super important. It lets you know what you can actually afford
before
you start looking at RVs.
Oh, that's a good point.
And it actually strengthens your position when you're negotiating with a seller.
Okay.
It's really helpful.
So what does getting pre-approved actually involve? Is it like a complicated process?
Not at all. It's pretty straightforward.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we are definitely going to dive deeper into pre-approval. But for now, let's take a step back and just think about what we've learned so far about all these factors that influence those motorhome loan terms.
Sounds good. So, you know, choosing the right loan term is kind of like picking the right road trip route.
Well, I like that.
They've got different options, right? Mm-hmm. And each one has its pros and cons.
Okay, so let's map out those routes.
Right.
We've talked about shorter versus longer loan terms.
Mm.
What are the advantages of each?
Okay, well, let's say you're the kind of person who really values financial freedom.
Right.
You hate the idea of debt just hanging over your head, and you want to own your RV outright as soon as possible.
Okay, yeah.
If that's you, then a shorter term loan, even though it comes with those higher monthly payments, that might be the best route to take.
So it's like taking the express lane.
Exactly.
A little more intense at the moment, but you get to your destination faster.
You got it. You pay off the principal much faster, and that minimizes the total interest that you're paying.
Okay.
But for those who maybe prefer a more leisurely pace, a longer-term loan has those lower monthly payments,
right?
Even though it means you're paying more interest over time.
So that's more like taking the scenic route.
Exactly.
You're enjoying the journey a little bit longer.
Yes.
Even if it adds a few miles to the trip.
Exactly. It's a good option if you're on a tight budget, or maybe you just really value having that flexibility in your monthly cash flow.
Right.
But you got to remember, with those longer terms, there's always the risk of being upside down on the loan.
Oh, that's right. Can you remind us what being upside down means?
Sure. Being upside down on your loan basically means that you owe more on the RV than it's actually worth at that moment.
Okay.
Remember all that depreciation we talked about?
Yeah.
If your RV depreciates faster than you're paying down that loan, you could find yourself in this situation. Oh. And it's not ideal, especially if you need to sell the RV or something unexpected happens.
So it is kind of a gamble with those longer terms.
Yeah.
Are there any situations, though, where a longer loan might actually be a better choice?
Absolutely. So let's say you're only planning to use your RV seasonally, or maybe just a few trips a year. Stretching out those payments over a longer period might free up some cash for other things.
Right, like trip expenses.
Exactly.
Or maybe even investing.
Right. So it's not always about the length of the loan.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think about how it fits into your overall financial strategy.
So how you plan to use the RV.
Yeah, how you plan to use the RV plays a big part. Another scenario where a longer term might make sense is if the interest rates are really low. You can lock in a lower rate for a longer time.
Right.
And potentially save money in the long run.
So you're kind of hedging against those interest rates going up.
Exactly. Exactly. And let's not forget about people who are new to the whole RV world.
Okay.
Or maybe they're just starting out in their careers.
Yeah.
A longer term loan with those lower monthly payments can make that dream of owning an RV actually attainable.
That's great. It's about making it possible for everyone.
Exactly.
All right. So I think it's time we shifted gears and talk about pre-approval. We touched on it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of our listeners probably want to know more.
It's a crucial step. It's like getting all your ducks in a row, financially speaking, before you go to the dealership.
So let's break it down. What does it actually involve? And why is it so important when you're trying to get a motorhome loan?
Well, pre-approval is basically getting a conditional commitment from the lender.
Okay.
So you give them your financial information. Mm-hmm. They check out your credit worthiness.
Right.
And if everything looks good,
yeah,
they give you this pre-approval letter.
Okay.
And that basically says, hey, we're willing to lend you this much money.
So it's kind of like a sneak peek at what kind of loan you might qualify for.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it does a few important things.
All right. First, it gives you a realistic budget to work with.
Oh, that's good.
You know exactly how much you can afford to spend.
Right.
So you can focus your search and not fall in love with something that's way out of your price range.
No more heartbreak at the dealership.
Exactly.
What else does it do?
Second, it shows the seller that you're serious.
Okay.
You're not just browsing. Having that pre-approval letter gives you a lot more negotiating power.
Right.
And it can even help you get a better deal.
So it's like having a VIP pass at the dealership.
Exactly.
You're taken more seriously because you've already done some of the work.
Exactly. And finally, it can speed up the whole closing process once you actually find that perfect RV.
Oh, okay.
You've already jumped through those hoops, so it's much smoother sailing from there.
Yeah, I'm starting to see why getting pre-approved is so important.
Mm-hmm.
It takes away a lot of the stress.
Yeah, a lot of the guesswork.
So walk me through the steps. What do you actually have to do to get pre-approved?
Okay, it's usually pretty simple. You got to gather some basic financial information,
mm-hmm.
things like proof of income, your employment history,
right.
and any details about debts that you already have.
Okay.
Then you can go to different lenders, whether it's a bank or a credit union or maybe a company that specializes in RV financing.
Right.
And then you just submit an application.
Okay. And you said before that checking for pre-approval doesn't hurt your credit score.
It doesn't. That's a huge plus.
Okay.
The credit check that they do for pre-approval is what they call a soft pull.
Okay.
Which doesn't affect your score at all.
Oh, that's great.
So you can shop around, compare offers from different lenders, and not worry about it hurting your credit.
So you can really cast a wide net and see what's out there.
Exactly. And then once you find a lender and the terms that work for you, you can move forward with a formal application. And that will involve a hard pull on your credit.
Okay.
But by then, you've done all your research and you know that you're in a good spot to actually get approved.
I'm sensing a theme here. Preparation is key.
Yes.
Whether you're choosing the right loan term or getting pre-approved, doing your homework can save you so much trouble later on.
Absolutely. And speaking of making things easier, I think it's a good time to steer our listeners towards a great resource for motorhome financing, AmericanMultiLenders.com.
Yeah, we've mentioned them a couple of times now. What makes them stand out?
Well, first of all, their platform makes it super easy to compare different loan options.
Okay.
You can see all these different lenders all in one place.
Oh, nice.
No more jumping from website to website, making a million phone calls.
So it's like a one-stop shop for all your financing needs.
Exactly. You can see all those interest rates, loan terms, other important details all laid out side by side.
That's great.
Makes it so much easier to find the best deal.
Yeah, it takes the guesswork out of it.
Yeah.
I know our listeners were probably thinking about getting pre-approved. What does that process look like on their site?
It's really streamlined and easy to use.
Okay, good.
You just fill out this secure online application with some basic financial information.
Okay.
Their system then connects you with lenders who match your specific criteria.
Okay.
It's super quick, it's easy, and like we talked about, it doesn't affect your credit score.
It seems like a great way to test the waters, see what's out there without any pressure.
Exactly. And they have this amazing team of experienced loan specialists.
Oh, nice.
Who can answer any questions you have and guide you through the whole process.
So they're kind of like a personal guide for your financing journey.
Exactly. They can help you understand all that fine print.
Right.
Weigh your options, mm-hmm. make informed decisions that align with your goals.
Right.
They really take the stress and confusion out of the whole process.
I love that. It's about really giving the borrower the power to make smart choices.
Exactly. And, you know, it's important to remember that financing is a crucial step, but it's just the beginning of your RV adventure.
So true. It's about unlocking all those possibilities.
Yeah.
But before we get too carried away with all the wanderlust, there's one more thing we haven't really talked about yet.
The different types of loans.
Yeah. I know there are a few different options.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding the differences can help people make better decisions.
Absolutely. There's definitely more to unpack. I'm happy to share what I know.
Okay, great. So let's dive into those different loan types and help people choose the perfect one for their RV dreams.
Sounds good.
Okay, so we were about to get into those different types of motorhome loans. Is it more complicated than just shorter term and longer term?
You bet. There are a few key types, and knowing the differences is going to help you pick the one that fits you best.
Right. Let's hear it. Where do we start?
Well, one that's super common is a simple interest loan.
Okay.
Pretty straightforward, really. You only pay interest on the principal that you borrowed.
Yeah.
Often a really good choice for shorter term loans because you're not getting that interest on interest thing, which can really add up over time.
So a more direct route. No hidden fees or anything.
Exactly. You know right from the start how much that interest is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it easier to budget.
Always a good thing.
Mm.
What other loans should we know about?
All right. There's also the pre-computed loan.
Okay.
This one, they calculate all the interest right up front.
Okay.
Add it to the principal, and then bam, you have a fixed monthly payment.
Gotcha.
Can be pretty appealing if you like knowing what to expect with your budget.
It's like having the whole itinerary planned out, right?
You got it. No surprises. But gotta mention a potential downside.
Okay.
With these pre-computed loans, if you pay off the loan early, you might not get all that pre-computed interest back.
Oh, interesting. So you trade off some flexibility for that predictability.
Exactly.
Anything else?
Well, we've got secured and unsecured loans. We already covered secured loans where your RV is the collateral.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get unsecured loans too, which don't use any collateral.
I bet those are tough to get for something as big as a motorhome.
Yeah, they can be. Yeah. Riskier for the lender.
Right.
So usually they come with higher interest rates and stricter rules about who can get them.
Yeah.
You'd probably need a really, really good credit score
and
a strong financial history to even qualify.
Makes sense. They need to know they're going to get paid back.
Exactly. And then there are these specialized loans just for RVs.
Okay.
Things like balloon loans or line of credit loans.
Oh, balloon loans.
Yeah.
Those sound kind of scary.
They can be.
How do those even work?
So a balloon loan, it's got these lower monthly payments for a certain time.
Okay.
But then at the end, boom, there's this huge balloon payment to cover what's left.
Oh, okay.
Might be tempting if you need those low payments right now, but you really need a plan for how you're going to make that last payment.
It's like taking a detour on a beautiful road, right?
Yeah.
Enjoy the scenery for a bit, but then there's that big hill to climb at the end.
Perfect analogy.
Yeah.
Now, with a line of credit loan, it's like you're borrowing against a certain credit limit. You pay it down, and boom, that credit is available again.
Okay.
Can be handy for those ongoing RV costs, repairs, upgrades, things like that.
It's a little travel fund you can keep using.
That's it. But just remember, interest rates on these can change.
Right.
And often, they're higher than regular loans.
Okay, so lots of choices, each with their own pros and cons.
Yeah.
How do you figure out which one works best for you?
Well, you got to look at your situation, your goals.
Okay.
How can you really afford each month?
Mm-hmm.
How long do you want to be paying? What's most important to you? Lower payments, short loan, that flexibility.
It's like picking the right RV in the first place.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't just grab the first one. Got to think about how you'll use it, what features matter, what you can spend.
That's the perfect way to think about it. And just like you'd talk to an RV expert,
talking
to a financial advisor can be a huge help in picking the right loan.
Really good advice.
Mm-hmm.
So throughout our deep dive here, we've been mentioning AmericanMultiLenders.com. Remind folks why that's a good place to start their search.
Happy to. They're fantastic for a few reasons. Big one. Tons of loan options from all sorts of lenders, so you can compare easily. Their website is super easy to use, too.
Nice.
Makes that pre-approval process a breeze.
Right.
And you can see what you might qualify for. Plus, they've got those loan specialists we talked about, ready to answer questions and walk you through everything.
Like a co-pilot to help you avoid those financial bumps.
Exactly. Makes the whole process way less scary, gives you confidence.
That's awesome. And no risk to your credit score to check it out.
That's right.
So really no reason not to take a look.
Yeah.
So to wrap up our deep dive today.
Yes.
That open road is out there. A little planning, the right financing, and resources like AmericanMultiLenders.com can make it happen.
For sure.
What are you waiting for? Get out there and explore.